Welcome to University Matters on Campus FM. This is Patricia Camilleri, inviting you to discover what research, projects and events are taking place at the University of Malta. I'm very happy to have with me today in the studio for University Matters, Mr. Ben McClure. Just a few words about my guest. He is now the manager of the University Business Incubator, and he's a seasoned technology commercialization advisor, and I'm sure he'll tell us more about that. With more than 10 years' experience helping technology entrepreneurs and researchers around the world prepare for the marketplace and successfully raise public funding and private investment. Ben was a highly rated technology equities analyst at London-based investment bank and led spin-off company development at TEC Edmonton, the technology transfer group at the University of Alberta in Canada. He also ran his own technology startup consulting business. Ben holds an MBA in technology commercialization from the University of Alberta School of Business. Welcome to University Matters, Ben McClure. Just as a start-off question, really, I read your online profile in which you say that you are very excited about the launch of this University Business Incubator. Perhaps you could tell us what all the excitement is about.
Thanks, Patricia. Thanks for the introduction. Well, I'm terribly, terribly excited about the launch of the University of Malta Business Incubator. We're going to be opening the doors of the incubator this November, and the incubator is going to be the home to early stage technology startup companies. And we're going to be working with innovators here at the university. Those are researchers with great technology ideas. We're going to be working with early stage entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, people with great ideas. We're going to be working with business advisors and experts, and we're also going to be working with business investors. And the idea is to turn the research and these exciting innovations into real startup businesses that can stand on their own.
Where are these people going to come from?
Well, the first group is the university researchers. The University of Malta is actually, as I've discovered, the home of some really world-class research. In many cases, some of these technologies and innovations that are developed here on campus, they have great potential for commercialization. Some of them will be licensed out to industry or none of the businesses through the university's knowledge transfer office. Others even hold greater potential. Some of them we can even turn into real businesses based on that technology. So our goal at the University of Incubator is to bring in some of those innovators, researchers, and work with them to transform those ideas into startup businesses that can go on and take products to market around the world. Secondarily, there's a lot of entrepreneurs here in Malta who have great ideas. They may be inside of the university, and they may be outside of the university, and they need help to get their ideas and innovations into the marketplace as well. So the incubator is going to be a home where they can come, and they're going to get the support they need to launch these businesses.
When you say a home, I'm imagining this the new offices, which are being refurbished now in the old ICT building here on campus. Those are going to be refurbished to accommodate people, both from the academic staff side and from the people who are going to be building these, the entrepreneur side.
Yes.
But it's going to be more than just a home or a sort of sit-down chat place. There's going to be a lot of actual hands-on kind of this is what we're going to do work going on, I suppose.
Yes, it's going to be more than a lounge, that's for sure. The incubator is being, the old ICT building is being refurbished for fit-for-purpose office space and co-working space. We're going to have a floor of private offices that teams of entrepreneurs can use, those who really need their own private space. At the same time, we're going to have an open co-working space where people with ideas can come, spend some time, share their ideas, get exposure to others. Most importantly, we're going to have a space that's going to be really a platform for a community. as I've discovered since coming to Malta, is that what's really missing in Malta is a community, an entrepreneurial startup community here in Malta. So it's our hope that the incubator is going to be, you know, a platform for bringing together entrepreneurs and innovators, seasoned entrepreneurs who can provide advice, they can help these younger entrepreneurs on their path towards success, offering them coaching and advice and expertise. We're going to be bringing in professional advisors. And finally, we're going to also be bringing in business investors. These are people who are interested in investing in early stage technology and knowledge intensive businesses, and they will be funding them and getting them to the point where they can create, develop products and get them out into the marketplace. So really our goal is twofold, is to create a place where we're building early stage technology and knowledge intensive businesses. But secondarily, and probably maybe even more importantly, is we're really building a community here in Malta for entrepreneurship and technology startups.
What is fascinating hearing you speak is this interdisciplinarity, where you've got people who are on the business side, people who are on the engineering side, and other people as well, the artistic side, the literary side, all having to come together really at this point and listen to each other.
Yes, I mean, again, as I said, it's about creating a community, because I think what is happening is there are a lot of people doing different things here in Malta. We have the researchers at the university. We've got entrepreneurs, inside and outside of the university doing different things. We have investors here in Malta who are interested in early stage companies. We have professional advisors, but they're not really finding each other. And it's getting them together that's so important. That's the key, you know, that's the key process that has to come together to make successful startup companies, is getting all these people together, all the expertise, the resources, the skills, the knowledge, and the passion to make it happen.
What about people actually wanting to invest? Because you say there are people who would like to invest in these startup companies. Here we're talking about early stage financing, and there is clearly a risk involved in that. Are there actually people in Malta who are prepared to put their money up front with these kind of activities?
Yes, there are. startup technology companies in particular are very, very high risk. Unfortunately, most of them don't make it. But there are people here in Malta who are prepared to invest in these kinds of opportunities. Many of them are actually coming from abroad. They've come from other places. They come from the UK. They may be coming from Germany, other parts of Europe, where there's more developed entrepreneurial community and culture, and where the culture of investing in early-stage companies is well-established. Many of them have come here to retire or semi-retire, and they're interested in doing the same thing here in Malta. At the same time, there are Maltese people, business people who are interested in participating in early stage investment as well. So I've been spending the last 6 months getting to know these people out there in the investment community, and they exist. But what they're really looking for is a place where they can go and see the opportunities and spend time with these startup companies, get to know them, become comfortable with them, build a relationship of trust to the point where they're willing to invest and fund and support these opportunities.
What would you say were the advantages, I'm presuming that there are advantages, in setting up an incubator like this at a university?
In my opinion, having an incubator at the university is the best place you can possibly have it. It's close to innovation and research. It's close to people with open minds. they're worldly, creative. In many cases they understand business, and I think it's a great nexus or a location for setting up an incubator facility.
It's sort of also a bit unbiased in the sense that the people are researchers at university, they're not necessarily connected to businesses prior to their trying to create their own businesses. So
no,
does that help or
no,
not?
Well, I mean, no, it certainly doesn't help. I think, I mean, one of the big challenges of technology commercialization and business incubation is getting these two worlds together, bringing the worlds of research and innovation together with entrepreneurship and investment and business. Researchers, they spend their lives, they invest decades developing technologies and innovations. Their attention isn't on business, but what they've got is they have technologies that could very well be turned into products and are commercializable. Our job at the incubator is to actually connect those people with specialists on the business side.
What would you say that you've spoken about some of them? What would you say would be the main challenges for this person or a group of people who are sort of courageous, really, enough to want to start off on their own, some particular business operation today? What are the main challenges for those people?
Well, I'll start off by saying that they need to have some real passion for the idea or the opportunity, because starting a business is an investment in terms of time and energy and sweat. It's hard work in many cases, and it can take a lot of time, so it requires a lot of commitment and energy.
Resilience.
Yes, and resilience and the willingness to accept failure, because building a business is often a case of taking a lot of knocks until you get the successes. So that's one of the challenges. Certainly it's a willingness to adapt and to learn and to work with others. And working with others, that's a really important point, in that in most cases, entrepreneurs can't do it on their own. They need the help and support from others. So the willingness to work and be mentored and coached is so important. And this is the kind of thing that we're going to be trying to do at the incubator, is to get people together with coaches and mentors and work them through the process.
When you have an idea, and here in the university, when you have an idea and you want to, there's a lot of discussion nowadays about intellectual property. We have provisions, obviously, for intellectual
yes.
property. Is that something that is important for the entrepreneur, the potential entrepreneur, to think about? At what stage do they have to declare themselves interested in, making a patent or something like that?
Researchers at the university should be thinking about patenting very, very early on. I think it's important to be clear that patents are not, they're not a status symbol. They're not something to be stuck on the wall as it's not an award for being a clever researcher or innovator. It's actually a means to an end. The patent is designed to protect the technology when it enters the marketplace. So the patent really is a means to getting the technology out into the marketplace and protecting it from competitors. Essentially what the patent does is it gives you a monopoly for a period of time against companies that might consider copying your idea. It's the main asset of a technology, of certainly a high-tech company, is its patent portfolio. So it needs to be well protected, the technology needs to be protected. And the earlier on the researcher thinks about patenting, the better. Because what we can do, especially when they work with the Knowledge Transfer Office here at the university, the Knowledge Transfer Office can help the researcher think about patenting and think about all the steps that need to be taken to protect that technology, especially if the researcher is considering commercialization.
I was listening to the BBC World News the other day, and one of the commentators said that China was now looking to increasing its number of patents, and he made the comment that there was a correlation between how many patents a country held and its GDP. Is that true? Is it?
It may be true. I don't know that. I don't know if that's a fact, but it certainly makes sense. The global economy is rapidly shifting towards knowledge-intensive industries, and the key assets of those knowledge-intensive companies is their intellectual property, and that can be in the form of patents or copyrights or trade secrets. So I think it's a very good indicator of economic strength and development, a country's patent capacity. Yes.
With me in the Campus FM studio today on University Matters is Mr. Ben McClure. He's come to talk to us about the new business incubator opened recently at the university. You've worked, we heard in your little bio at the beginning, you've worked in Canada and you've worked in Europe. Are there different ways of doing things, or is this world of entrepreneurship more or less working at the same rate or along the same lines?
In my experience, it actually works along the same lines in most of these places. It's just a matter of the stage of development. Some countries are further along than others. I've worked in the UK where entrepreneurship is well advanced. You know, there's a very sophisticated entrepreneurial culture in the UK where, especially in the university context, where university researchers are actually really thinking about commercialization seriously. They're aware of the issues that they need to consider when developing technology. And they're aware of the need to familiarize themselves with investors and business partners. But having come here to Malta, it's a little less developed. University researchers are thinking a little less along the lines of commercialization. But it's our hope that through working with the Knowledge Transfer Office here at the university and then with the incubator, that they'll become more familiar with commercialization and all the steps that need to be taken.
Here you said we're a little bit still at the early stages in this.
Yes.
Apart from creating this incubator, which is obviously a very positive step in the right direction, what else do you need to create that culture of entrepreneurship? Here in Malta we have small businesses.
Yes.
Our economy is based more or less on small businesses. I mean, the large percentage of our businesses are, they employ under 50 people, I think, something like that. What can we do more to create this culture?
I think one of the biggest things that we can do in Malta is to get people to work together, get businesses to work together. There's collaboration is so important, especially when it comes to technology companies and developing the technology industry. These are complicated, sophisticated businesses, and you know, one person or a family will very often find it very hard to do this kind of thing on their own. So they need to bring in people who have experience doing other things and maybe even experience doing other things in other parts of the world. So collaborating with people who have different sets of skills, who have different resources is really, really important. And I don't see so much of that here in Malta. Malta tends to be based on family businesses where businesses are passed down from generation to generation. Whereas when developing technology companies, it's really about, it's a different business model. Typically what's required is a lot of upfront capital is required, and to access and secure that capital, you need to work closely with other people outside of, say, your family or your close friends or relatives. So you need to be accessing people that you may not have been familiar with. So it's about collaboration and working with people.
For small businesses to really move on and move up a level, there's some element of entrepreneurship is probably going to be needed even within those family businesses. So if you've got an idea within your own business, I mean, even that, it doesn't have to be a completely new idea.
No.
Could be along the lines that you've been working on, but something different, something new, a new element. So I presume you would be interested in hearing from people who already have a business but would like to make it fly somehow in a different direction.
Yes, we're interested in hearing from people from all parts of the community. We're looking for people with great ideas. They can be here at the university, they can be one or two team entrepreneurs, or they can even come from larger companies. Our job is really to try and get these innovations off the ground and into the marketplace, however, in whatever way needs to be done.
And the entrepreneurs, I mean, my image of an entrepreneur is a young guy with a, perhaps an IT background or whatever, looking cool, but possibly not, possibly they're not like that. As you're saying, probably you're looking for people from all walks of life or all areas of business. What about women? In your experience, is there... are there more men in this entrepreneur business, or are there more women, or is there a difference between the two sexes at all in this particular field?
Unfortunately, there's a big difference. Unfortunately, there are not enough women in developing startup companies, and that's sad, in my opinion, because having worked with female entrepreneurs, they have great strengths. They work hard, they're highly organized for the large part, and they're very much goal-driven people. And I think those are probably the key characteristics of a successful entrepreneur. So if I say anything, I would say, please, if you're a woman and you have a great idea and you're interested in being an entrepreneur, do come and visit us at the incubator, and we will try and get you on the path to success.
So there's an appeal to all the potential female entrepreneurs in Malta. What about time scales? Because I think it must be quite a frightening experience starting off your own business. So if I'm somebody, I've come to you and I've pitched my idea with you, and I've convinced you that it's worth at least going into a bit deeper. What are the time scales? How long does it take to take a business to the next level?
Well, no two businesses are the same. And in terms of time scales, it certainly depends on the kind of technology you're trying to develop, the kind of business model you're trying to develop, how wide your market aspirations might be, how much expertise you need to bring into your business to make it work. Again, no two businesses are the same, but working in the an incubator will be working with early stage startup companies, and it's our hope that within 18 months to 3 years, a team of entrepreneurs will have developed a product that they can get to market. They'll have raised some capital to build their business, and that they'll be generating some sales and revenues within, say, 18 months to 3 years. But from the researcher perspective, it would be our hope that a researcher with a great innovation would play a role in these startup companies. They may not be committed. They may not have to commit themselves full time. They may decide that they don't want to be a founder of the company. They may want to rely on a team of specialist managers to take their technology to market. So there's all kinds of different ways of doing it, and there's all kinds of different scenarios for commitment and investment from any individual involved in a startup company.
We talked about the startup financing. I noticed that I was doing some reading in preparation for our chat. I found a quote saying, I've been in business for over 20 years now. I noticed that the same issues that faced me during the growth years of my first company are still unaddressed today. That the lack of support in terms of knowledge transfer and financial aid to companies who have exited the nursery phase and who are going for growth. And it struck me that, because I thought, gosh, you're going to have this business, and it's going to start up well, and you're going to have encouragement, and you're going to have people really looking after you. But then at a certain point, you're not a baby anymore.
No.
And you have to move on.
No.
And how difficult is that?
It's challenging. In fact, one of the big goals of the incubator is to get these startup businesses ready for investment, ready to present themselves to investors, ready to make their case that their business will generate a strong return for investors, because that's what investors are looking for. They're looking to put money into companies that will generate a lucrative return for them. So it's the entrepreneurs needs to develop skills in presenting to investors, making their case, and working closely with investors, because it's critical, especially on the technology side. In many cases, it costs a lot of money to develop a technology. So building relationships with investors is critical, and it's one of the most important jobs at the incubator is to build, is to forge and secure relationships with investors for our entrepreneurs. So when you say yes, the company will exit the incubator and they find it difficult to raise money, yes, they will. Every company finds it difficult to raise money. It's just a fact of life. But it's our hope that the incubator is going to give them some skills and experience and, most importantly, some networks to make that job easier.
Just in the last minute that we have, perhaps we can go back to your incubator that's going to start in October.
October, November time.
And that's there's also within the environs of the Center for Entrepreneurship, Business and Innovation,
yes,
which is also going to be housed in the same,
yes, it will,
building. And they have a course, actually going to have a course going,
yes,
I think, and a master's course. So
yes, the incubator is under the strategic direction of the Center for Entrepreneurship and Business Incubation. Also known as SEBI, that's the acronym. And the director of SEBI is Dr. Xavier Zamit. And the mandate of SEBI is to develop a culture of entrepreneurship and to focus on research activities in the area of entrepreneurialism here at the University of Malta. So we're really, it's the job is to really make the University of Malta a champion for entrepreneurship. It's a very exciting job for SEBI, and the incubator facility will be the home for the SEBI staff. It'll be home for the Knowledge Transfer Office. The Knowledge Transfer Office, its job is to build bridges between the university and industry through contract relationships and through licensing of technology and through the creation of university spin-out companies, which will then be work their way to the incubator, and that will be the place where they'll be. We'll be building those businesses.
Well, that's wonderful. A good example of getting together, working together.
Yes.
Being in the same place. That's fantastic. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time. Thank you very much, Mr. Ben McClure, for coming to talk to us about the business incubator, the new business incubator at the university today.
Thank you for listening to University Matters on Campus FM. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.